神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Once again, we're going to spend a little time together.
我们又再次的在在一起。
Could you imagine what would happen if every person in the world became an instant millionaire?
你能想象在这个世界上突然间每一个人都变成一个百万富翁
？And everyone quit working.
然后每一个人都不工作了。
There would be no products produced.
之后呢？就没有产品。
That means no food, no shoes.
这样的意思是说呢，
no clothes,
没有食物，没有鞋子，
no cars,
没有衣服，
no building products,
没有车子，也没有任何建筑的材料。
The shelves would not be filled.
橱窗里面没有东西了。
You know what would happen?
这样会怎么样呢？
Riots would erupt.
整个都混乱了。
And they would try to get what products were left.
然后就只好抢那些剩下来的产品。
In short, then money would have no value.
最后你就发现钱却没有价值了。
Because there would be nothing to buy.
因为有钱没有东西可以买。
That is why money is not the ultimate end.
那就是为什么钱不是最后的目的。
But merely is something that can help keep us alive and enjoy life.
而是让你可以享受，让你可以达到目的，让你可以维持生命。
So we really must understand finances.
所以我们一定要好好的了解我们的钱的这种收支应用。
I am speaking to some who have money and is now going through some problems of a depression in your country.
那我这个是要针对在我们的国家里面有一些人曾经有一些钱，但是却经历了现在的目前的经济不景气的一些人来讲。
I am speaking to some who have now begun to make money.
我也针对一些现在正想赚钱的人来说。
And I'm sure I'm speaking to some that make very little money.
当然，对于赚的不多钱的人，我也有话说。
But let us just think for a moment.As we recognize that we all need finances or money to keep us going.
当然，我们都知道，我们每一个人都需要钱，让我们可以生活。
Actually, it's a very important part of our life.
那这是我们生活，生命里面的很重要的一环。
You know, a way that we take care of our money is really a test of our character.
你知道我们对钱的用法或经营的方法，事实上就是我们的品格的表现。
How we make it tests our character.
那我们要怎么样来考验我们的品格
？And how we spend it tests our character.
我们要怎么样来用这个钱来考验我们的品格
？You see, there is a thought that if I have enough money, I will be satisfied.
有很多人这种想法，如果我有钱，我就很满足了。
One time there was someone who spoke to one of the very, very wealthy men of the United States.
有一次有一个人对美国一个最有钱的富翁跟他问一个问题。
He had millions of dollars.
他有上百万的财富。
Someone asked him one time, how much would be enough for you?
有一次有一个人问他一个问题，到底你要有多少你才会满足？
And he said, a little more.
他的回答是再多一点点。
You see, it's always a little more.
人总是需要比现在多一点点。
Where money is not the servant, but is the master of us.
这样子的话，钱就不是我们的使用的差役， 而变成我们的主人了。
So it would be good today for all of us to search our heart and to think, what is my feeling? What is my thinking about money?
所以今天我们要好好的来反省一下，到底你对钱的想法是怎么样？
I think we should understand what is the purpose of money.
首先我们要明白什么是钱的这个目的。
Well, you might say it's to buy what I want.
当然是买我要的东西。
And also, if I have enough money or lots of money, it gives me my self-worth.
那如果我有钱的话，也会提高我的价值感。
Some of you might say it measures my personal success.
这样子的话，我也会觉得我有多一点的成就。
And for others, it becomes a personal power.
有些人把钱当作一种权势。
So we see these are some of the purposes that man has today.
这是今天人对钱的一些目的的看法。
But are they really good purposes?
那这些目的都是好的吗？都对吗？
Let's go back a moment.
我们来回顾一下。
You said, well, it's to buy what we want.
首先你说买我想要的。
Actually,Money is to provide our basic needs, what we need.
事实上，钱是买我们的基本需要。
You say, is there a difference?
那这样子跟买我所要的有不一样吗？
Yes, there is a difference because what we want is selfish desire many times.
当然不同，因为呢，买我要的是以我为中心的，是一个自私的想法。
But if I look at money...as providing my basic needs, then money has true value to me.
但是如果我把它转到钱是买我的基本需要的话，那这样对我就是有一种价值。
Some of you may say, as we did before, it gives us self-worth.
那有人说呢，有了钱我就觉得有价值一点。
Not really.
也不见得。
It actually becomes a test to confirm how trustworthy you are.
但是呢，有了钱不见得会让你比较有价值，有时候反而会变成啊，来考验你是不是可以信任的人。
So being trustworthy is your ability to take your money and use it wisely.
如果你是可信任的，表示呢，你是那个可以啊，在使用钱上面用得很有智慧的人。
For others, we said that money shows our personal success and how we obtain personal power.
有的人以为钱可以给你一种成就感或者权势。
But that's not what life is all about.
但是生命不是为了这个吧。
This is only one area of our life, though it's very necessary, but I'm afraid that it colors all the rest of our lives.
我恐怕你太注重这些需要，事实上我们只需要一些，而整个盖括了你所有的生活都放在这个上面。
You see, God has a purpose for our life.
上帝让我们是有生命的这种意义、目的的。
It is He that has given us the strength, the intelligence, the abilities to make this money.
他给我们力量，给我们才干，然后给我们机会来赚这些钱。
Actually, He has allowed us to make the money as a tool for our basic needs.
上帝容许我们就像一个工具一样来赚这些钱，然后可以满足我们的基本需要。
And as Christians, whatever we do for His glory, and whatever we have is for His glory.
身为基督徒，神的儿女，对于拥有钱所用的，都是为了他的荣耀。
Now you see, many things can keep us in bondage.
你知道，任何一件事物都会捆绑我们。
Hatred keeps us in bondage.
比如说，你里面有恨，会捆绑你。
Anger can make us in bondage.
生气也会捆绑你。
And now we see that our finances can also keep us in bondage.
金钱也一样会捆绑你。
You see, we become overcommitted. We become what we call workaholics.
有时候我们太委身啊，太用心了，到后来变成上瘾了。
Now that is those who work all the time trying to get, trying to get, trying to get.
我是说那些用很多时间在工作，就是为了挣钱，就是一直要挣钱的人。
They don't really enjoy much of anything else in life.
他们根本不去享受他们的生活。
Actually, some of them don't even enjoy spending their money.
甚至呢, 赚了钱, 却不能享受用钱。
Another symptom of financial bondage is unrealistic expectations.
另外一个症状就是我们对钱的一种, 不合实际的期待。
People think that they will be very happy if they can get this and buy this and have this.
人们想说如果我可以有钱, 我可以买这个有那个, 就非常满足。
And by the grace of God, many of them reach those expectations.
那从天上来的恩赐, 是的, 我们可以有这样的满足。
But they find they were unrealistic because they did not bring the satisfaction or joy that they thought they would bring.
但是如果我们以为只有这样可以满足的话, 到后来发现, 这个满足感不是事实, 因为后来就没有了。
Sometimes they have brought real large gaps in the relationship with those that we really love.
反而因为这些物质上呢, 带给我们跟人之间的一些疏离感。
So having money is not all that it appears to be.
所以不要以为有钱就有了一切。
Then we see that another bondage is anxiety.
另外一个捆绑就是会有焦虑。
We fear that someone might get it.
我们会怕有人会来拿走我们的钱。
We fear that it's not enough.
我们会怕不够。
We become anxious when the economy goes down and we feel like there's going to be a depression.
我们会怕经济的情况会不好。
For many, this fear has caused even strokes where they've been paralyzed when they've heard that their money is gone.
有些人呢,在听到自己的钱, 失去了,瓦解的时候呢, 那他们自己会
Not only that, it fills many people with what we call greed or discontentment.
另外,就是有的人呢,因为有的钱会带来那种贪婪不满足。
They're in the bondage of never being satisfied.
他们在这样的一个捆绑里面永远不会有满意的时候。
Always driven. As we said before, wanting more and more and more.
总是要多一点,
They're not lovable people.
这样的人是不可爱的人。
They're not people that care for anyone but for themselves.
因为他们不管人怎么样, 只有管他们自己。
Oh, they may say, oh, I want this for my family.
有时候他们说呢, 我是为了我的家人要的。
But in reality, it's the greed of their own heart that wants more and more. And as far as their family, that's not the root cause.
事实上,不是为了家人的需要,而是自己心里面那种贪婪的理想。
Then we have those that are in bondage with finances because they envy others.
也有一种这种金钱的捆绑,就是会嫉妒别人有钱。
They have more than we do.
他们比我们多。
They get more money than we get.
他们挣得比我们多。
And so their heart is envious, and they're in bondage, looking at one at another and envying what they have.
看看四周围的人呢, 看别人有的, 心里面就嫉妒了。
Financial bondage is very difficult.
钱的捆绑是很难的。
It has no joy in it. No peace,
没有平安,
no satisfaction,
没有满足,
you never arrive,
你好像提不起劲来,
there is never that sense of accomplishment,
然后从来不觉得你有足够的成就,
it is a driven life,
是一种驱赶你的一种生命。
There may be some of you out there that doesn't have very much money, and you said, oh, I would like to be driven like that.
或许, 当中呢, 有人说我钱也不多, 我倒希望我是像这样的人。
No, my friend, you would not.
千万不要。
You never know the love of another person then, because you are only desiring and longing and driven for yourself.
如果你这样的话, 你就不会明白或者是体验什么是人跟人间的爱, 因为你只会为了钱去挣。
Many times the joy of your children and the relationship of you have with your children will be gone forever.
很多时候为了钱, 你跟你孩子间的这种很亲密的亲子关系就没有了。
Then you might say, well then, what are you trying to say? I don't need money?
难道我们这样说是表示我不需要钱吗?
No, I would never say that.
我不是这个意思。
We need money.
我们需要钱。
But as long as you can keep a good attitude, and keep a good character understanding about money, you will be happy and healthy.
只要你对钱有正确好的了解，还有对的态度的话，那么你当然可以拥有钱。
Now, one of the greater areas of problems with money is that money can give us financial problems.
最大的金钱给我们的压力就是由金钱带来经济的危机。
Now, I want to talk a little bit about our financial problems.
我们要谈一谈这种钱的金钱上面的这些问题。
Now, we have a good job.
我们有好的工作。
Maybe we've inherited money.
或许你也承受了一些遗产。
And yet I have overspent, I have done something that I'm having now financial problems.
但是因为我过分的支用我的钱，结果呢，我碰到一个破产的啊，这样的一个问题。
Now, some of our problems come from us and the traits that we have.
有些问题是从我们里面的那种人的特性来的。
Let me explain what I mean.
我要跟你解释为什么我这样讲。
Let us look at four different people who have different temperaments.
我们来看四种不同天性的人。
Now, we have one temperament that we call choleric.
第一种我们看到有一种刚烈型的。
Those are people who are achievement driven.
这样的形态的人呢，他们是很需要有成就感的。
They're very headstrong and impatient.
他们非常的没有耐性，而且呢，非常的刚烈。
They tend to be workaholics.
他们可能成为一个工作狂。
But now they're the ones that with their money will take risks and sometimes lose it.
这样的人有时候会冒很大的风险，而后来反而失去他们的钱。
They are the kind of people that are not careful with their income, and they will live beyond their income at times.
这样的人有时候不去注意他们有收入多少，然后呢，用过于他们的收入。
So you can see their very temperament sort of shows or guides them in how they use their money.
所以因为这样的天性呢，有时候会让他们用钱是这样用的。
Then we have the people whom we call sanguines.
另外一种是乐天派的。
They're people that look for attention.
他们呢总是很希望人家注意他们。
Always joking, laughing, always the center of the group.
他们总是开玩笑，然后嘻嘻笑笑的，然后成为团体里面的一个中心点。
By their nature, they're undisciplined.
那这样的人的天性是不太节制的。
And they're impulsive. They'll do things on the spur of the moment.
他们有时候呢做事情是就是凭着兴致。
See, they dislike the details of keeping books and watching out for their finances.
他们不会很细腻的来注意自己的收入收支或者是来记账。
Actually, they sometimes don't even understand the concept of what money's value is.
有时候连钱的价值的这些结果都不懂。
They're the ones that live on what we call credit. They'll borrow, they'll pay a little bit at a time, but their lives are just live one paycheck from ruin.
他们很能用信用卡，然后一次付一点点，慢慢的这样分期的付，后来就欠很大的账。
Then we have...The other person who is what we call a phlegmatic.
然后另外一种天性就是我们所谓的冷漠或者是小心翼翼型的。
They're the ones that look for appreciation.
他们是那种期待别人回报感恩的人。
By nature, they are fearful.
他们自然性就是非常的容易害怕。
They find it very hard to make decisions.
他们很难做决定。
They live with worries.
常常会有忧虑。
Is this going to be enough?
这样会够吗?
Will it go far enough?
这样子可以吗?
And yet they're very naive in business. They don't seem to know how to be business people.
那这样的人并不是做生意的人，不是经营事业的人。
And to deal with money is very difficult for them.
这样的人很难去处理钱的事情。
Then we have the last person who is a melancholy.
那另外一种就最后的一种所谓的内向忧郁型的。
They look for approval.
他们是很需要被肯定的。
They're the ones that always are putting things off.
他们总是会把事情搁下来。
They fuss over details.
他们对那种细节很注意。
They live for a bargain.
他们总是要去买那个最便宜的。
They really don't overspend.
他们不会用太多钱。
They're very careful with their money.
对钱很小心。
But because they seek approval, sometimes they're unwise in how they help others.
但是因为他们希望被肯定，所以呢，有时候他们对别人用钱的方法是不太聪明的。
So you see, by our very nature, we can head for financial problems if we're not careful and know how to do better.
光是这些天性就会引导我们啊，如果对钱使用不当的话，我们就会带来一些啊经济上面的危机问题。
Now I'm sure that some of you are in debt or will get in debt, and you need to know how to keep out of that pit.
我相信当中有人你现在正啊欠债中，或者是快要欠债。
I'm going to give you a few things that you can do.
那我要给你一些意见，让你知道你该怎么做。
Accept where you are now.
好好的接纳，接受这个现实。
Don't go any further in debt.
不要再继续的欠下去。
Then find out some information, some knowledge of how to take care of your money.
去找一些资讯，知道怎么样来开始经营你的钱。
You can get some books, you can go to some classes, but learn how to take care of money.
上课也好，找些书来看也好，知道怎么样管理自己的钱。
Then find somebody that you will become accountable to.
然后找到一个人，你要对这个人负责任。
When you get ready to spend something, talk with them, and then they will say, no, you can't do it. You've got to stay where you are.
当你想要用钱买东西的时候，你一定要去对这个人讲，然后让那个人跟你表达意见，容许那个人对你说不可以。
Then you must be determined to be free from your debt.
然后你要下定决心，一定要从这种钱的债务里面能够出来。
Pray to God about your specific needs. Let him know you need help.
向神求，让他知道你哪方面需要帮助。
Then sit down with paper and pen and itemize and total all your bills and all that you owe.
坐下好好的计算一下你所有欠人家的债。
You're going to have to accept that you're going to have to reduce your standard of living.
那你要开始好好的重新计划你的生活的这样的一个方法。
Write or talk to everyone that you owe money to and let them know you can pay so much a month.
对于那些你欠的对象，那些债主呢，跟他们讲，我大概一次多久要付你多少。
Get rid of all credit cards.
把那些信用卡都取消不要用了。
Maybe you'll have to consider getting an extra job to help you.
或许你还要兼一份差事来帮助你的这种金钱。
And above all, don't get any more debt.
记得不要再加上你的债务。
We want to be financially free.
我们希望我们在这种金钱上面能够自由。
We always know is what we think is what we are.
有时候我们怎么想，我们就会成为这样的人。
So let us start with our attitude.
我们从态度开始。
You know, if you can put God first in your life,
如果你可以把神放在你生命中的第一位,
and you begin to recognize that you belong to Him and all that you have is His,
你要知道你属于神,你所拥有的也是从神来的,
and you begin to understand that you are accountable for all that you spend,
所以你对神要负责任,要交代你所支用的。
Then in action, we can learn to live within our income.
然后我们也要学习在我们的收入里面来用钱。
I really don't need as much as maybe you think you do.
我所用的实在不是我想的那么多，不需要那么多。
Then find a system of accounting or how you can take care of your money and stick to that.
好好的用出计划出一个办法，然后呢，每一次就沿用这个办法。
Let me give you a little idea of what I mean.
那我要给你一个我的这讲法的意思。
Sit down and determine what is my financial goals.
首先立下你的这个用钱的目标。
What do I want to get and what is it going to take to get it?
那到底我需要买一些什么，我将要买什么。
Then determine your monthly income. How much money do I get?
然后好好的想一想，到底你赚钱的钱有多少？
Then put down on the paper things that you have to pay for every month.
然后写下来你每一个月需要付的钱有多少？
Maybe it's your electricity.
比如说像用电。
So now you know what you're going to need for that month.
那你就知道说这个月你需要什么。
Then you sit and you think, am I going to have some money left over, or am I not going to have enough?
然后你就看一下，这样子的话，这些基本需用之外，我还有钱可以买东西吗？
Then you work from there.
从那里开始来计划。
Then you begin to think about things like food. How much do I have to spend for food this month?
食物方面呢，我应该用多少钱？
How about for clothing?
穿着的方面呢？
Am I going to need any medical care?
还有医药方面呢?
Am I going to save anything?
我需要存一点钱吗?
Are we going out to eat?
还是到外面去用餐?
So you begin to use those things that, well, you don't have to use quite as much food, or maybe your savings won't be as great this month, but you can sort of vary it a little here and there.
这样的话你就可以把你的收支稍微做一些斟酌或者是说做一些调整。
Develop sales resistance. In other words, if you see a sale or somebody's trying to sell you something, think, do I really need it?
如果有人向你推销什么或有广告你想要什么的话，首先问一个问题，我真的需要吗？
Sometimes when we learn to enjoy what you have, you're not going to be so quick to buy things when people try to sell them to you.
好好享受你现在所拥有的，有就够了。这样的话你就不会被那些推销的人来跟你硬推销一些东西。
Sometimes a salesman will talk you into something and you find it hard to say no.
有时候推销员会很会说话，然后让你很难去拒绝。
But learn to know what you need.
只要确定我需要这个吗？我有没有这个需要？
Then get good buys for your money. Buy quality things.
这样的话你可以买一些高品质的东西。
Learn to find out what it costs at one store, what it costs at another. Begin to compare your prices.
然后也要学习怎么样在一些商店之间做比价。
And look for sales and discounts when you can get them.
然后也要稍微知道一下说什么时候会减价。
Many of you are interested in the stock markets.
很多人很关心股票的事情。
Sometimes this can be very dangerous.
有时候是很危险的。
Sometimes people will cheat you.
有时候被欺骗了。
Someone will come and say, I want to start a business. I want you to be in it with me. And before you know it, they're gone with your money.
有时候有的人呢就邀你成为他的一些股东。但是呢后来钱就没有了。
So be very careful.
你要很小心。
And then you want to learn that financial freedom means that I have learned to save a little money.
所谓的在金钱上面可以自由，就是呢，你懂得怎么样要存一些钱。
So in our attitude, we want financial freedom.
所以基本上对金钱的这样的一个态度就是呢，我要自由。
We don't want to be in bondage to money.
我不要在钱方面被捆绑。
We want money to work for us.
我们要让钱来被我们用。
We don't want it to master us.
不要让钱成我们的主人。
And if you keep proper perspective that God is at the head of your life, He will help you.
如果你把这个优先次序摆好，把神放在前面的话，他会帮助你。
祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。